Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Artists of the Way. I'm John.
And I'm Nate.
You are Nate.
Yeah.
And today, well, welcome to the podcast. I should welcome you in first.
Come on in.
Come on in. The fire's going.
We have customary...
That's the fire sound.
That was... It sounded like a slurping fire.
It is. It's drinking a slushie.
Nice. I had a slushie last night.
You did? Was it?
It wasn't very slushy.
Oh, well, sad.
Yeah.
But today we have Cole and Sarah Grace Groot on the podcast, which we were supposed to do right before Arthur arrived. And then it actually wasn't Arthur's arrival. It was something else that prevented us from doing it. But
they're here now.
Yeah, we are here and they are here. And we're having a great conversation about art and family, what it looks like to keep pursuing, specifically theater. That's what we're talking about. But
it applies.
It applies to, I think.
To finger painting. Mostly.
Get your kids involved in the finger painting. But yes, we talk about art is such an important part of their family culture, and they've generally maintained a steady rhythm of doing it since they've had children. And so we just wanted to pick their brains and talk about what does that look like? What's it look like to make that a part of your family culture? How do you prioritize that while also keeping your kids and your family central?
Yeah.
And what does that all look like? So...
Yeah, I've been in lots of shows with the Groots for the past like 9 years, and they always are bringing their kids along and stuff. And now that I have a family and you have a family, want to hear, okay, what? How do you keep doing art
and having a
family,
well,
or can you as much, or what are some of the things to take to be aware of and stuff? And so we covered some of that, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it was a really good conversation. Lots of great insights, and I'm excited to share it with you guys. I'm curious first if you guys can just share a little bit about yourselves and particularly your background as artists for any audience members who don't know you guys.
You first.
Background as artists. I love how I got into dancing because I shouldn't have gotten into dancing because I started because my mom put me in ballet when I was really little because I had a really weak ankle. So I would stand there and my ankle bones would roll down to the floor. Oh. And so our doctor was like, do something with her that gets her ankle stronger. My mom was like, well, dance. So she put me in it and I loved it. Loved it. And so that's how I started.
Here
and I just,
are.
I love that though because it's like, it was an actual like weakness.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, something, like, I don't know.
Oh, she's so good at this, we should press into that.
Yeah, God used, like, something that was actually, like, a weak area. Yeah. And anyways, since then, took off.
That's sweet. Cool.
And you've been doing dance, like, forever since then,
right? Yeah, I started, it was just, like, a one-day-a-week thing, little ballet, jazz, and tap class, and then... we were living in Tennessee. We moved to Michigan, and I really started liking it more. And so I started pursuing it mostly full time in high school. So I danced mostly ballet, but I went a bunch of different places in summer intensives. And then I trained some circus arts in Florida for a season, which was really fun.
Oh,
it was so fun. You did ballet for an hour, and then you did like aerial arts for an hour, and then you did gymnastics for an hour. And,
oh
like,
my goodness.
It was so fun. Yeah, they were really neat. It was a cool company. But, anyways, I came back here. I've been teaching.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've taught quite a bit.
Yeah, I started teaching in high school because I loved kids too. That was my passion. I just loved being with kids. And so I started my own little school. When I was in high school, my mom helped me as part of homeschool. So it was like a business credit.
Go start school.
Go start business.
My mom helped me a ton. She was awesome. But
awesome.
That's so cool to have that support too.
So are you mostly choreographing and things like that now?
Okay. Yeah, with Cole, we do stuff together mostly now. Yeah. So. Yeah, I haven't done anything on my own for a while, actually.
And how does that make you feel?
Give me some space.
No, I've been doing so much lately. I feel like, it's been a busy season.
Yes, it is.
Theater. But I love it. Yeah, cool. It's been fun.
Yeah. How did you get into the arts?
Well, it probably starts with music lessons.
Okay.
My mom got us... My mom had my older brother taking piano lessons, and I begged her to let me take piano lessons, too. So eventually we did that. And then my mom saw an ad in our local newspaper for homeschool drama classes. And she didn't ask us. She just signed us up. And my older brother and I were quite upset about that.
Oh, man.
We
didn't
want to do any theater stuff. Yeah. That was dumb.
Yeah.
I think I was 10. So,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't the cool thing to do. And right. we really didn't have much exposure to it. So,
right.
You know, we didn't know how awesome it could be. So, of course, after the first day, we were ready to go back the next week.
Oh, really?
Right away. Yeah, it was the best thing ever. That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I really followed through. That was a start with homeschool performing arts. Mm-hmm. Followed through with that. Graduated from homeschool performing arts. Started working for homeschool performing arts right away.
That's where you and I met.
That's where you and I met. We were in shows together in high school.
Oh, okay.
You were in their very first show, and we were in their very second show together.
Nice.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they're musicals. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the first show that you guys were in together?
Music Man.
Nice.
And then Titanic.
And then we were in Titanic together. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Good show.
That show is beautiful.
Did you survive?
Nope. I
survived.
Nah. You're a man. That's not quite right.
I know. In third class. How did that happen?
Whoa.
You know, it was really
daughter for sure.
That was great. We were acquaintances in high school. You hung out with my older brother more than you hung out with me, so.
Uh-huh.
But we knew of each other, and we had fun. I actually hung out with your older sister more than.
Yeah, we both hung out with each other's older.
Exactly. So yes. So anyway, after high school, you moved to Miami, so we didn't have much together. But your sister stayed here, and your sister and I worked for homeschool performing arts for quite a few years together. Mm-hmm. And then when you moved back, then you started.
Dragged me into.
Yeah. I directed Elizabeth. Assistant directed.
I didn't work with you guys though. At first,
Sarah
I was
Grace
stayed in Grand Rapids
choreographed
for a while, and then did a couple shows.
And we dragged you over to Lansing Chapter. So,
it was fun.
So, and around that time, your sister got married, and then you and I were.
We continued.
We were still the three of us were still working, but Elizabeth had moved to Ionia area, so she was driving separately. Mm-hmm. And it just left Sarah and I to drive back and forth to Lansing. And
with nothing to talk about.
Exactly. Really, what did they expect was going to happen? You know? So here we are. Married.
Nice.
Almost 12 years.
Nice.
With three kids. Mm-hmm. Still. And in that time, I guess I should back up. I taught for HPA, I taught for Caledonia High School, I taught for Trinity Christian School in the area, did all of their theater programs for a number of years, and then decided it was time to get serious and have a real job.
Yeah.
How's that going?
I love it. my dad had always had the plumbing business, so that was an easy slide into, you know, and a blessing to be a part of for sure. So, started doing that right around the time we got married, and then theater actually became a little more fun because it was just more of a hobby.
Rather
than a job.
Still taught dance for
a number of years after we got married.
Mm-hmm. So. Arts and stuff, and I think just arts and stuff at that point.
It was just
and
arts
then I did
and
my
stuff.
Own thing with Narnia. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you did that a lot.
We did
times.
Narnia a lot. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah.
You were in that.
A couple times.
How did that Narnia Ballet come about? How did that spring into life?
Yeah.
Specifically, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, right?
Specifically, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes, I'm trying to think. I had a smaller group of high school age girls who we were just kind of dancing together. Mm-hmm. We were putting just choreography together, and we would go to different churches or events and things and just like perform. It was kind of like just a fun little touring dance troupe, I guess. And then I just had the idea. I was like, I've always wanted to do Narnia as a ballet. I think that would be so cool. And the girls that we had like the exact amount to like actually make the show happen.
Okay.
And so I was like, let's just do it. And we did it. It was like a nonprofit. We did it as a fundraiser for a ministry that was an orphanage in India, actually, at the time, Thomas Mulhagen. And so I connected with him. And so Cornerstone let us just do it at their facility free because we wanted to use it as a blessing. Yeah. So it was so fun. That's kind of how it started. And then it ended up staying that way because I ended up going to China for a bunch of years and working with orphans. And so we always used it as a fundraiser just to like bless other ministries.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like don't know, not, I mean, it was something I didn't really end up paying for, because it was like we could, it was just ended up being a blessing all the way around. And we've done it a few different ways. Like, we've done some really giant versions of it, where we did like a 2-week intensive with kids and put it on in 2 weeks. And then we've done versions with all adults, really, or not really all adults, again, a combination. But anyways, just touring, like right after COVID, we did a really small version of it, where we had a smaller group of us, and we would just go to churches and events, and it was really fun. So that was, I think we've done that like at least 15 times.
Yeah.
Wow. 15 different versions of it. So it all kind of runs together in my head. I miss it. I bet people are like, when are you going to do it again? Asking. I'm like, I want to do it again. It's just, there's so many other things going on. Yeah. So it will come back. I said, Aslan always blows his wind. And I always know when it's coming.
It just kind of comes.
Yeah. It comes. Never we have all these bins of Narnia gear in our shed. And it's like, it'll come back.
That's awesome.
Aslan will blow again.
So what things are you working on right now? What are those things that are keeping you guys busy?
We have two productions we're working on right now. One is in middle production, one's still in the early stages, but we're working with Master Arts Theater, doing Pirates of Penzance, the musical there. That is probably taking up the most of our time right now, but it's community theater, you know. Just a great space. We have such a good cast.
Really?
Too. Oh, yeah. It has been it's been a blessing to my heart to be back and involved with Master Arts, too. Yeah. It's been almost 10 years since I've done anything with them. Yep. I think Charlie Brown was the last thing we did there.
Yeah, that was like 9 years ago, I think, because I was like two.
Okay.
Yeah, that was 2016. Yeah. I was just thinking about that, because that's really weird. We got to know each other.
Yeah.
We did, but I've known Sarah Grace since I was a wee lad.
I've known Nate, since you were like 8, I think. Yeah. 7 or 8. You were like really
a
little
sister to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but I think Master Arts was fun to get back to because that was also my first theater show was being in Master Arts. I was 8 when I was in my first show there. And Walt Williams was in it, too. We were in Christmas Carol together, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah. So. Good reconnect there for sure.
Yeah.
And we're also just starting. We have auditions in a week.
Two weeks
for Frozen Junior with Midway Theater Company over in Lansing area. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're very excited for that as well. Our kids will definitely be involved in that.
You've done that one before, right?
Yeah, it's been a long
time. It's been
2019 was when we did
that. Wow,
six years ago.
It's been that long.
Yeah.
Well, we were trying to think, can we even do this one? And I was like, yeah, because none of the kids that were in it then, they've all graduated. They're all gone. Right. So we get just a whole fresh set of kids. So.
Our children. Our children are very much casting it. I could play this, and I could play this. Going through the fantasies of that. It's fun to hear them talk that way.
We all did that, didn't we?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. So one of the questions we always ask all of our guests is, either as people creating or as audiences taking in art, are there ways that God is using art in your life right now? Or speaking to you through it?
Always.
That's the most common answer, I think, which I love.
Well, you know, it's funny because
I'm thinking of those things, so I'm glad that you guys can.
You guys are quicker on their feet.
Pretty slow.
Pressure's on.
I send them the questions in advance. You just have to think on your feet.
Yes, you're good at that, Nate. You've always been a quick wit. With Pirates, it's kind of funny because it's comical. I mean, it's just a comedy, so it's not, there's nothing really substantial, I would say, to Pirates. It's a lot of fluff.
Yeah.
But the people, I think it's always like just learning. You learn so much. Like, it's been a whole, we have some old friends in Pirates in the cast, but then there's a lot of new people. And I think that always opens up new waves of thought for me. Like, when you meet somebody new, or you get to be in a space with, just totally different people that you haven't worked with before. And so I see how God is working in them. And I just think that's always cool, just to meet new people. Being with a bunch of adults this time, like, some of the new people, like, I guess I'm specifically thinking of, like, Ken. And, like, he's just poured into us a lot, too. Mm. And I think that's always neat to see how...
Late at night, a lot. Yes.
Should I keep a tally of
how that's how we make sure the audience knows we're invested.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just
right.
Listening, yeah. And I'm just like on my phone.
They're truly listening.
Mm-hmm. Right, they're listening. Good.
I just feel like that's cool. Just to like get to know other people. That's. I don't feel like there's not with pirates. I feel like it's not so much of like. I don't know. People are gonna get away. Come away from watching it like, just that farcical. Was so moving, you know. But it's just fun. It'll be fun. It brings joy, and I think a lot of people are going through. Difficult seasons, and so we all need joy. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Well, I would echo that's why we really love doing theater. Mm-hmm. I love the performance. Yeah. I love the show. Mm-hmm. The outlet is great, but to me, probably my favorite part of all of this is the connections that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you have these moments with people, whether they be on stage, backstage, off stage, during rehearsal or whatever, you know, it's always about the people that are involved. Being able to see someone step into a theater for the first time and then grow through that show.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a complete stranger, an old friend to jumping in, you're walking with them for a season of time that you probably wouldn't have that opportunity in many other spaces for you know.
Right.
In our normal day-to-day lives, we have our jobs, we have our family, you know, that takes up a lot of time.
It's not usually, let's just decide for the next 3 months, we're going to see each other four next
Right, exactly. It really does.
We're going to make intense eye contact. Yeah.
And dance. We don't take time for that.
And all the things you talk about even about the show, and I think this is why I love theater so much, is it's like a therapy tool.
Yeah.
You know, it really, if you have to delve into these characters so much, it teaches you how to do it in your own life, too. You know, you have to ask the questions, why is this character feeling this way? And then you have to answer the questions. Right? And that's what I feel like so much of us are missing in our normal lives, too, is asking those questions about ourselves.
Yeah.
And then also answering those questions about ourselves, right? So... Yeah.
It's like, now imagine your name. I am Nate. Okay, but just imagine your name, and you're going through this problem. That is my problem. Well, what would you do? I don't know.
If you were in that situation. Yeah, that's truly what it is. But yeah, very much so. The connections are why we're here. So, you know, we have some of our oldest and dearest friends are from the shows we've been in, you know.
Well, and just thinking about in Pirates, too, because Nate and Gracie are in it. They're married. Okay. But Gracie, we actually met when we directed Honk at Masterworks 10 years ago. And, we never knew her before that, but she has honestly become one of our very closest friends.
Well, they got married because...
they met each other because of us. But now they're both in the show. Nate hasn't been in a show
since
high school.
Wow.
And Gracie hasn't been in anything in forever. So it's just fun. Like, I mean, I always love seeing how that happens.
There are seasons of life too, you know. It's been a while for us since we've done anything, and it's fun to come back to it now that our kids are able to handle that too.
What's that journey been like trying to, I guess, what's the words I'm trying to think of? Life changes so much as your family grows, when you get married, when you have kids. Have you always been able to keep art a part of your lives with everything going on with your family? Or has there been times where that's just had to go away almost entirely?
There's...
We've never really stopped doing...
No, but we've had hiatuses for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, there are...
When?
It sounds nice.
I don't remember any.
There are definitely times where you're like, I wish I could do that. I wish I could go audition for that show.
I wish I could go
direct that show. And you just recognize what you have in your on your hands and as responsibilities in your life. And you know, okay, that would not be healthy. Right. For me, for my family, you know, that's
can't
not
commit
some,
to 4 or 5 nights a week.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, there are things that you miss out on, but you say miss out, you're missing out on that, but you're really recognizing what you're gaining through, you know, staying for your family. So, but I think it's been a focus of ours to, if we're doing theater, making sure that we're doing it as a family as much as possible. It's not always possible. Pirates actually has been a little bit, we were hoping it was going to be more of a family thing for us, keeping our kids involved in like the backstage portion of it and whatnot. And that kind of has not happened so much.
Sure.
So that's been a little bit of a letdown, I know, for our children. A little bit.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Yeah. Yeah. So, but, you know, that's where Frozen will be. They're just going to love that because they're going to be in it and then we're going to be directing it. And so that's where.
I was going to say, I think it's been really neat to see because from day one, like, I mean, we pulled Zion on stage with us.
Oh, yeah.
And Honk, and he was 6 months old. So he's been on stage since he was a baby. And then, I mean, Alita, too, like we did Seussical out with Midway, and she was brought on stage as a baby, and his eye was a little elephant bird. So they've been, you know, since they were teeny, they really have just been dragged onto the stage, and they've watched, you know, they've watched the rehearsal processes, and we've always had them.
We definitely try to include them as much as we can. And prep them. And prepare them for those inclusions as well.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I think there's like those, some of the prep time has been, you know, like it takes a lot. Like when you're doing a show, you're there every night, you know, for tech week or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like you're having to get all the meals set before. And it's like, what are we going to need to bring three children to the theater? Yeah, and how are they? Okay. And I think homeschooling, because I homeschool the kids. That's lent itself to that going really well because they can sleep in a little bit in the morning when we have later nights at the theater. And then we can, you know, just have, like, they know.
They've learned to be flexible.
Part of it. They've napped in so many theaters. I have so many pictures of them sleeping in random places at theaters. But they're, I think we've just, you and I have worked as a team
Our philosophy since having children has always been to do as much as we can with them. In a healthy way, possible. We're not going to extend them past what their abilities should be, or exacerbate them in any way. Too, you know, we push them. They're definitely pushed to their, you know, what they can handle. Growing them, but we're also not trying to break them.
But they also love it. They love being around the theater, and like that's. So it's not really hard. I mean, it's hard when they're tired sometimes, or it's been like a long week, but it's not really hard having them there. We've worked hard at helping them succeed with us, you know, and I think they've grown into that too. Some of it's just parenting, you know, like spending a lot of time from the get-go, like just, you know, this is what we expect, giving them clear expectations and being honest about it, and like, hey, this didn't go super great today, let's talk about it, what happened, you know, and like having those honest conversations with them. And you know, they're really, they are amazing kids. And
we got lucky.
Well, a lot of people tell us, like, oh, you're so lucky. It's like, no, we worked really hard. Like, we've put a lot of time into, like...
That is a pet peeve of mine.
You're like, so really? Lucky. Your kids are so well-behaved. I'm like,
hey, luck had nothing to do with it.
But I think that's part of why we've been able to continue doing so much, of parenting. Yep. Like, we've had to parent them.
And we expect a lot of our children, and they know that.
And they actually love it. I mean, they rise to that, and they are amazing.
It's not always easy.
Nope.
It's good for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know.
They serve. It's part of them serving too. I think that's cool to like teach them.
Yeah.
From a young
age. I'd say they're definitely, I mean, when you go back to the like the people connections, like this is what theater is really about.
Yeah.
Having them, whether they're in the show or not, just having them around the cast members. That connection with, when you see an older cast member connect with, you know, a little child.
It is
a blessing to see that, you know. So
Yeah,
it's part of the, if you can call it ministry, I guess, of theater, that's that's all part of it.
Yeah.
So
now, when you were having kids, was there like a conscious decision of doing theater arts is like important to us, so we're going to find a way to keep doing it, or is it also this is going to be important for our kids too, or what was that thought process like?
Well, you know, we met in theater, so I think.
We just have always done it. Like, even when we're at family gatherings, you and I will sing something. Or, like, I mean, they've always been around. We sing with your brothers. I always sing with my sister. Yeah. Like, we just grew up doing that. And that's how our families love it, too. So I think that's part of, like, that's part of both of our families, I guess.
And it's become such a part of your individual family's culture now, I'm sure, that the kids
They love it.
Right.
Yeah, I think they got bitten with the bug pretty young just because they were around it all the time. Right.
We both have a love for it, and we so want to share that with our children.
Yeah.
And so far, they do love it. Like, all of them in their own, they like different aspects of it. You can see, like, different parts where they've, you know, they kind of lean towards. But, you know, I've asked, like, Zaya, do you want to go play, like, baseball, or do you want to play soccer? And he's like, no. Like, not about it.
It's like, that's, the theater, kids.
That's fine. Like, I'm not going to force you because I don't want to sit on the side of the soccer field if I don't have to. Good. I'm not going to force you, but it means...
Good answer. I'll put the spanking spoon away now.
No. No. So I feel like they all like in their own way. Lights is more into like the dance side of things at this point. She loves dance. And
Zaya loves the comedy of theater.
He's so funny on stage. He's amazing.
Well, that's been fun to see them grow. You know, because Zaya, his first, I think he was 7 when he did the Peter Pan with
Midway. Yeah.
And that was so fun because he just loved it. But he was so teeny up there. And it was like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. It was fun to see him. But then, yeah, he grew. He did a few different shows over the years. Yep. And it's just neat to see how he's grown and then seeing Eliza jump in and... Yeah.
Watch out for Boaz.
Boaz is going to beat everybody. I mean, he's just so funny. He's just like,
he's a singer.
He came out singing. He's a beautiful voice. Yeah. He sings really well for a 4-year-old.
Wow.
It's kind of funny, but he's amazing. Yeah. He hasn't been on stage yet. He keeps going, when am I going to be on stage?
Really?
It's funny because our other two were on stage when they were babies. And I think, I don't know. He just never, we haven't had the opportunity to pull him out there. Yeah. So he keeps going, so when will I go on the stage? We're like, well, you are 4, so.
You're about to
You'll have your time, we promise. But yeah, he's a goofball.
He is.
He loves to entertain, so that will be fun to see where he goes with things. But,
But it's fun that even though, like, I feel like Zaya is very mature and at least can seem to have a more reserved personality than maybe Boaz, but then up on the stage, he's got the comedic timing when he was playing like the frog and honk, whipping off those pants. There's other pants underneath those pants.
Just to be clear. Yeah.
Costume change.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
we were like in awe. Like, this is great.
Nate didn't know those kind of pants existed. It was like, what?
I had those for basketball.
I was gonna say, I bet you had them for basketball.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
Yeah, don't worry, we're not ripping on sports. Nate. You know you like your basketball.
I think there's value to sports.
There surely is. And you know what? If our kids really wanted to, you bet we would.
Yeah.
But I'm just grateful at this point. They are really enjoying
theater. Like, there's time if you ever want
to. Oh, yeah. There's tons of time.
Yeah.
What does it look like trying to figure out how to incorporate them into a project? Are there ever times where you're like, I mean, you're talking about with Pirates where it feels like it's more challenging and there's maybe not as many ways to... Does it start with deciding what shows you're doing or is it all...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts... It's definitely from the beginning there and that's where... that's where I already said that's where Pirates has been a little bit more challenging just because there's not a lot of places where we can just kind of fit them in, you know.
Boaz is a blast. Our sweet friend.
Oh, Boaz. Grace. He's just happy to be the green room entertainment.
Yeah. So, he's cool. Happy. And Eliza too. She kind of flows, but he would love to be probably a little bit more involved.
He would like a position.
But we need to work with him on it. He could probably help us a little bit.
He's still super young to be in a lot of those.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
More demanding. And he takes things so
seriously. So my concern was if he were to have a bigger role backstage, if something went wrong, and he would feel so bad if something it would just be hard for him. He has a big heart. He would feel the weight of
it. It's all that balance as a parent of putting your children in places where you're going to push them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be difficult. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But also not putting them in a place where they're going to fail and that failure is going to be crippling.
Yeah.
Failure is important.
Right.
You know, God gives us challenges all the time, right?
Yeah.
But we always like to say he doesn't give us more than we can handle, right?
But as a parent, you get to decide what your child can handle.
But that's the same thing as a parent to a child. You're really trying to give them places where they can, even if there is a failure, learning from the failure and being able to thrive through that.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what we're dealing right now with, trying to decide for him, is this too big of a failure moment if something were to happen?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because live theater.
Yes. It always goes wrong. Yeah.
You know, if something goes wrong, can he handle the stress of that moment? So, that's still something we're trying to figure out at this point. So,
yeah.
It will depend kind of on how things kind of pan out with the production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting a better idea of that as each rehearsal goes by. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have to make that decision here shortly. But,
How has it been for you guys as artists? Does it ever feel like there's a point where the artist hat or the parent hat has to take a back seat, or are you always trying to kind of balance those? What's that tightrope look like?
Yeah, I will say I'm always a parent first.
Yeah,
you know,
apparently
you recognize your responsibilities first, but there's, as a director, you have a huge responsibility as well.
Yes.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, you can't just drop things and run because you have something else happening. So,
Funny story that I'm just remembering was when we did Charlie Brown at Master Arts. So, Zaya would be at the theater with us, and we had somebody given us, like, some kind of dryer sheets. I had not used them before. Wash all our clothes with them. And then we get to the theater, and Zai is just, like, crying.
Oh, no.
And he has all these welts all over his body. And it's right before we have to start the show.
Oh, man.
And I'm just going.
Was it a performance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was a performance. And so he's just crying. We're looking at him like, oh, my goodness, does he have, like, chicken pox? Or what's going on? Yeah. You know, like, you don't know. And you're, like, a new mom, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And I remember Chris was there, and he's looking at it with me, and he's like, I don't know, it just looks like an allergic reaction to me. And I was like, okay. And then your mom was at the show.
My mom,
you know, honestly, what can we say about both of our parents? Like, they help
parental
us so
support.
Much. The grandparents have given us...
So incredibly necessary.
Oh, yeah. They have helped so much. My mom and dad over the years, and your mom and dad, they have
very much
blessed us so much with helping us be able to do these things. But your mom was at the show, and somebody ran and grabbed her and was like, we need you downstairs. And she threw Zaya in the sink, the kitchen sink at Master Arts, was giving him a bath. And then my two friends, Jody and Sophie, were there, and they were supposed to, they were going to be helping, like, watch the kids for me while we were doing in the show. And so they ran to the, like, drugstore, I think got Epsom salt or something. So they're, like, giving him a bath in the sink, and I'm running on stage performing, and I'm, like, crying. Like, I'm leaving my poor little guy. He's crying with Tati, and I'm trying to get them. And I have to perform Sally Brown right now.
Yeah.
So it is, it's, like, it is
that
a hard challenge.
5 minutes before a show, deciding whether you're going to the hospital or not, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like with kids, it's, like, it never happens at convenient times. Like, there's always, there's always a sickness. The week
Murphy's
of show or there's always you know, and it's like, so you are, you do have to balance those things of, like, parents but also shows going on, and so it's always I don't know if there's, for me, artist parent hat, putting them both on, it's like I feel like as a mom I'm always juggling a lot of hats, so it doesn't feel like less than to me. I just feel like there's different
like you're kind of all of them at once,
yeah.
And you just have to
and
weave
it's
through
like
it.
Yeah. Every day I'm doing that, and so artist is now I sing with my kids, and we're doing homeschooling stuff. We're doing, we're doing all
what
of
that,
it.
What that looks like being an artist definitely has changed over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's probably the better way to say it.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's
it's
becoming
interesting. Less and less about us.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
sure.
The better way to say it. So
yeah,
well,
and more and more about. All of us.
Yeah,
so,
because we want to do
that's
things
cool.
as a family, and
right.
we always love being able to do that with our kids. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Good question.
An abstract thought. It's turning into something.
Ooh.
Nick's drawing it out with dark arts.
It's the think system.
Yeah. Does it feel like Does it feel like things have moved for you guys? Then are you doing more like? Youth shows, do you find, or is it more like...
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as our kids are growing and getting of age, then, we start doing more junior shows, yeah, you know, to mm-hmm. facilitate their learning and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I haven't taught a drama class in forever.
Yeah.
And then two years ago, we were like, three or four. We were like, hey, they're getting old enough to do drama classes. So yeah. we offered a drama class and we had rehearsals in our living room.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like a couple other families.
Yeah. Their kids just a couple other homeschool kids and, you know.
Oh, how fun was that?
Yeah, it was a blast. So fun. And Zaya and Elitza loved it. That was the best thing ever.
They did not, Zaya did not want to do that.
He was
a drama class. And we're like, trust us, you're going to like it. Love it. Yeah. And he loved it. It was like the best part of his
week. We've hosted a few more since then and they're, of course, involved in each one, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love that the grow where you are type of thing, not just physically, but where you are in life. No, we can do this now because they're very important. Just finding the joy in whatever it is, not having to be latched on to, this is my thing. I have to always be doing this thing.
Well, I'm giving in different areas because now Lights is doing more with ballet. And so her ballet school, their spring show, her director had contacted me and she was like, our normal stage manager's out for this one. Is Cole, are you interested? And we're like, sure, why not? Cole did it, but Zaya loved it. So you and Cole kind of tagged
too. Oh, nice.
And he was like, this is great. And they're trying to get Zaya, of course, to be in the Nutcracker this year because they need more guys. Yeah. And he's like,
no way, I'm on backstage.
I love the headset. It was so fun. So, yeah, I'm like, sorry, Hannah, he's not going to be.
Wear a headset on stage.
Yeah, but that's fun. So it's like, you know, family stuff like that, where it's like sometimes it takes a different shape. But like you guys loved tag teaming the backstage, and it's fun.
All those moments.
So it sounds like as you've grown, it's more about making art important for your family and thinking about how as a group are we moving towards art. Do you feel like you are almost serving others and others' abilities to like create their own little works more so than you guys creating yourselves in this season?
I
think
I miss performing. You and I both have said that we miss the opportunities to
be on stage. That's why my new goal
is to all be in a show. We want to not be in charge. We want to step back and just go and be in it together.
Sarah and I and all three kids.
Yeah, that's our big family goal.
We just have to find the right script.
Yeah, and Boaz has to be just a smidgen older too.
Right.
Sure.
Depends on the show.
Yeah, depends on the show.
You're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
No, definitely. I have friends who are still in the arts, and they really do see it as.
You have friends?
I know. Isn't that surprising? Though fewer and fewer, I will say. Maybe I should say acquaintances.
Used to be friends. Maybe.
Yes. You know, they're very serious about their artistic abilities and want to keep as fresh as possible. So they sometimes do sacrifice their family over a performance or something.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's wrong, but that's definitely not. That's not what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I think as a parent, it's so much more fulfilling to... You know, you want to see your children grow. As a parent, what's your responsibility is to see your children grow, become responsible young adults. And to have them walk beside you as much as possible in your day-to-day, in your hobbies, and whatever.
Yeah.
That is where you will see that growth happen. And that is also where you have the most control over how that growth happens too. You know, if you're sending your kids off, which is not a terrible thing by any means, it's wonderful. We try to do that wherever we can to give them time to learn from somebody else outside of mom and dad, because that's a good balance too.
But and also I won't being teach Elitza ballets. I'm not. She's going to go somewhere else. Sorry. I don't want that responsibility. You're going elsewhere.
But being able to walk with them. And I think, you know, we're very much focused on the arts for this conversation, but that is really an overall concept of our parenting too. I feel like is trying to do as much as possible with them.
Well, and you and I are, so. That's how we are, like, in our marriage. And I think everybody's different. Every marriage is different, obviously. So some marriages are, you know, you have your own hobbies and you're married, but then you kind of go do your own things. Right. And that's all, not that we don't ever do our own things.
Right.
But we love doing stuff together. And it's just neat to be able to now have our kids love doing stuff too. It's just like, I don't know. It's like team group. Here we go. Let's go. And then we're calling the kids out and doing stuff. It's like, all right, team group. This is our
find myself incredibly blessed that we share a common hobby that we
we love together.
For sure.
We like and to I go see shows together.
It's like, recognize how seemingly rare that is amongst a lot of married folks. Mm-hmm. So
like we're both blessed to have wives that have like this similar hobbies.
Yeah.
Us too.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's
nice. That is a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I've noticed, like, you guys, you know, it's not just, like, doing shows, but you just do, like, these other, like, fun things. Let's dress up for this, or let's get together with this family and do this fun thing. So it just seems to be, like, a way of, like, infusing life into your life, would you say? And that, like...
We would like to say.
It seems that way from the outside. Maybe it's terrible on the inside.
You can ask your kids. Next podcast, you're having kids coming.
We're going to verify all this.
Why would you say that, like, that kind of, like, even just the arts and just in the house, the singing, the dancing, and then in the more structured way, why would you say that's important to kids, or is it?
Oh, it's so important.
It is.
I think so. I mean, music is the first language, I think, that kids speak. It's something that's beautiful. And when you are playing, when you're playing music, it's like their brains turn out differently. And I think it challenges them to hear music everywhere. You know, like it's something, it's absorbing beauty from the get-go.
Yeah.
And so music, I think, is super important for a child. And then also, like, I don't know, just in theater, you have to be a team. So learning from the get-go that every person is important and everybody's serving for the same goal.
Yeah.
That's something that's really important. Also empathy. Like when you learn a new character, you learn to walk in somebody else's shoes. And so that is huge, I think, for kids today, because we're not thinking about why did that person act that way? We should be, you know, like when we can stop and think about why, it's like, you know, as God has created all of us, he knows all of our whys, you know, and God created this person with a why. So if you can step into their shoes and then you can see a little bit more of who God created another person to be, even if it's different than you, like, that's okay, you know, but it's being able to learn empathy. Dance, I think, is its own thing. It's amazing. I love dance, obviously. But I do think it's very important. And that was something... It's not just fun. It's like, it actually, I think it rewires your brain. I think kids can glean so much confidence. Like, even seeing how, like, Zaya was pretty quiet. You can probably test that as a little kid. Like, he would sit with one person, maybe. But as soon as he started being in shows, it was like his confidence went went through the roof. Like, it was like,
curb him a little bit.
Wow, like,
maybe you shouldn't have said that in front of everybody.
As a kid.
No, but it's just amazing to see. I think it's so important. It was important to me growing up. It gave me, dance was a language for me. When I couldn't speak certain words, dance gave me, and I'd say it's my prayer language in a sense. Like, it was an ability to connect to God differently than words. So
I know that's how dance is for Ellie too, like for worship. It's like key,
it's different
to her. It can be hard to find great opportunities to do that, because like our world isn't just like always used to people just breaking out in worshipful dance wherever you want.
The Pentecostal world, man.
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's you know, something church, there. Well, I mean, there's something to that.
Yes, there is.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that I love.
There's some really cool avenues, but I think it's important. Sorry, I took that question.
No, that's all right.
What was the question?
From the womanly view of mental health, yes, I see that. But also from the manly view of logic, I would say there are so many life skills
just that remember, are learned. There's mental health for men too, and logic. Hey, hey, just have to say, I can be logical. No.
This is a strength, and this is a strength, and that's why it is wonderful to build together. Yep. Right?
Yes.
And I appreciate that about you, and I hope you appreciate about me.
That'd be nice.
Yes. Yeah. But no, very much so. There are so many life skills that theater has to teach you, and you touched on some of them already, you know, being able to speak publicly, comfortably, and other things like that. It's so important. So, But, I think you already touched on this a little bit about being able to analyze how people are feeling and things like that, and just because you're asking the questions of how is my character feeling, how is things like that, you're also doing that in your real life then too. So
yeah
I think our world is so, our culture right now is so focused on the self, right? How do I feel? What is making me feel sad? What is making, you know, and that's what I very much appreciate. Like, that is an important thing, but you have to balance that with how are other feel, others feeling as well. And I think that's a really big focus of ours with bringing our kids along with us in many of our journeys, is trying to teach them to serve others, right? To pay attention to how others are feeling. Not to ignore their own feelings, but to then use that with tandem with others as well, you know. So it's a broad picture, right?
It's been about good conversations with the kids.
Oh, very much
over the years too, because they've, you know,
if you're in theater, you're going to be exposed to a lot.
They have been exposed to a lot,
And we try to be careful about that, obviously. Yeah. But there are things that happen that we're not in full control of. You know, they might have a cast member say something that, and then they come back to mom and dad.
What did that mean?
What did that mean?
You're like,
well, you heard that.
This conversation. Yeah. All right.
Eliza had one of the older girls tell her that her younger brother loved Eliza.
Oh, she liked her. Liked.
Loved.
Oh.
She said. She said loved.
Yeah.
He's a crush on her.
I said, well, what do you think that means?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He just loves me.
I said, well, all kinds of people love me.
They all love me.
What's not to love? But of course, as a parent, you're like, I know where that's going and what that means. And I'm like, no, that's great. I'm glad that she can have that innocent view of that. Yes. And we're just going to leave that at that until we have to deal with that down the road. So, because you little 8-year-old do not need to know what that means right now.
She loves everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there have been other things. Zaya's definitely had questions. And it's funny when you get some of these older scripts and the kids have to say something. Like, they just did Music Man. Couple months ago, and there's a lot of old speak in there. And I'm excited. You know what that means?
So, well, I was even thinking of Shadowlands for him.
Because
there was hard
that
content.
That was a very unique experience.
That was a very
How was that for him? Because he played C.S. Lewis's stepson.
Douglas. Yeah.
And it's hard because his mom dies at the end of it, and was that just easy for him, or was there, what was that like?
It was hard for him because it was
a good heart.
It was a great heart. It was honestly so such good timing. The Lord is so good because Zaya is a bottler. Like, he thinks a lot. He holds a lot in. Yeah. And he just walked through my dad passing away, who he was very close with. And then we had a miscarriage at 20 weeks. And so he had just walked through losing a sibling that he didn't even realize that could happen. And so he was just walking through to death was very close. So I was actually a little concerned, you know, I was like, is this going to be too hard, you know? But I was like, I was like,
nah, this is great. We're going to talk about death. We're going to love it.
Well, and he got this script, and I remember seeing the show
a
long time ago when Matt Starts did it last time. And so I was like, okay, here's the script. You can read it. And I didn't realize some of the adult content in the show. And so he goes, Mom, did you know that my dad in the show broke a bottle over my head? And I was like, No, I didn't know that. I was like, what does that make you feel like?
You can use
that
for your character.
Yeah, I did. We talked about it. I was like, so what is that, you know, what does that make you feel like? Like, mm-hmm. He goes, that's really sad. I said, it is so sad, Zaya. Yeah. That is such a sad thing that kids actually do have that kind of stuff happen. Mm-hmm. And we were able to listen to Douglas Gresham recorded a podcast. And he talked about like some of his life. And so when we would drive to the theater, we were listening to that and like how it was neat because he was talking about how when his mom was dying, he would go, there was a church that was close by and he wasn't really walking in any sort of faith at that time. Yeah. And he would feel God when he would walk into this church. It was like, it was really interesting. So Zaya and I were talking about that. Because even his character at the end said, I don't believe in heaven, right, or whatever the line was, is something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And that was hard for him to say that. He had a hard time having to put on Douglas and take off Zaya. Like that was like something that he doesn't, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It was very good for him. It was a way for him to process grief that it wasn't his own, but it was so close and he knew what it felt like. Oh, and I think that was really timely that he got to do that part because it opened up.
It was amazing. It opened up a lot of opportunity for him for sure. Mm-hmm. So. And it gave us so many opportunities to talk about what had happened in our own lives too. Mm-hmm. You know, that although we had talked about them, it's not that we were ignoring them. It just helped us process it even more.
A new way. So, yeah, a creative way. Yeah. And I think the cast was so wonderful to him. Like, they were all so kind. Yeah. And they were talking about who they had lost at one time before the show. And he hadn't really talked about, especially the miscarriage before.
Yeah.
And he shared with them, yeah, I actually lost my sibling a couple months ago. And they were like, I didn't know that he would even be comfortable to talk about that. Yeah. And so he was. And he loves adults. I think he's an old soul. And so to have he functions well with adults. Yeah. So he was very comfortable to talk with them. And that was a beautiful thing that they gave, a gift that they gave to him to include him so well. Yeah. So that was neat. But
I was recently reminded that doing a show isn't just about us too, but the audience as well, because you're thinking about like, is it worth it for me to do this show? And that is a thing to think about. But like the last show that Ellie and I did, we had some friends come to it and they shared, they're like at like 50s, 60s, you know, but they shared how, love the show. It just gave us such good conversation. Mm-hmm. And like my husband, he we had such good deep conversation and that doesn't usually happen. And he was sharing how he empathized with my character and stuff. And just like, it really provided for people who don't always get an opportunity to talk about what's going on with them. Maybe some of the feelings, it gives an outlet for that. I'm like, I guess I should think about that more. How this is a service thing for the audience.
I heard that from so many people who saw Shadowlands because there was a lot of depth in that show and a lot of dealing with grief and relationships that aren't always easy.
I would say
and
that show, the content was about suffering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's had, and so, it was interesting. Everybody that came to see it were like, this, this was really powerful for me right now, you know?
Yeah.
So it was neat.
I feel like that's a concept that could help be sort of a guide through it in all of these different elements, is not thinking about art as something that I'm doing for myself and my own edification and joy or to fulfill my own artistic like calling or desires or whatnot, but thinking about it as this is something, creating is something that we give, and the ability to create is something that we give. And so that can be given to our children, or that can be given to the audience in the art that we create, or to our fellow cast members when you get to do a really cool scene or get to direct actors and take time on something. But thinking about it less about, man, I want to do this because this is meaty and satisfying for me, but trusting rather God to give you whatever, you know, journey or satisfaction or edification comes from art, and instead thinking about what can I give as an artist, as a parent, as a director, in all of those roles.
That's what God did. I mean, he created, when you think about God creating the world, creating us, and Chris McDonald, she always would say that he was the author of the arts, and she always talked that way. And that was something that she instilled in me as an 8-year-old, you know, and I understood what that meant because she spoke, I was a child, but she spoke to us as, I mean, as adults in a sense. Like, she didn't ever water things. I mean, she was content-wise, she was
clear.
As she always spoke to us as a full soul. I mean, and I just loved that about her, and she definitely taught me that from such a young age, and I'm so grateful. And God created to give to us, and so it's like cool, like, and then we are creative beings. He created us in his image, and so when we create, it's also a blessing, I think, to him too. So it's just neat to think of it that way, that he's creating, he created us, he created the whole world, and then we get to create. And it's really cool.
Well, it's like being a parent, it's like you get more opportunity to perform than
it's
ever.
So fun,
you're like Baron is like, tell Snow White. All right, we're gonna tell this story now, and we're performing. Or even if you're trying to get him to eat food, and you have to personify the potatoes, because suddenly now they're peeling when they want to be asking to go into your mouth and stuff. And so it's fun doing it, but you're trying to help him, and it. But so there's like a service thing there, but then it just makes life more fun.
I would agree with
bedtime
that.
Stories for dad. They're the best. All your accents.
My
and...
children are my greatest audience.
Yeah, they're so fun. Yeah, they love it.
Like earlier today, I think I was doing something silly, and like Baron didn't have much reaction, but Tyrion, my 7-month-old, he's like grinning over there. You matter too.
1 out of 2, yeah.
But it's cool to think that God has that delight in, I'm delighting my children, and I'm creating for them, and this is great.
So cool.
Well, this has been a great discussion. We're getting close to our time. I wanted to ask, we asked every guest for resources, things that have been helpful for them. So are there resources for you guys as artists or Christians or parents that have been helpful for you as you've navigated these parts of yourselves?
Our parents.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's my greatest resource right there. Yeah.
Our parents.
But you can't have them. Sorry.
They're
claimed already.
Well, I think the older generation in general. I think we've gotten into our culture is very much like age segregated so often. And it makes me so sad. And that's why we love doing stuff with our kids. But our kids interact as well with us and kids their age as well as their grandparents. And, you know, all the ages. And I love that. And I think there's something so beautiful about the across the ages and interacting and so looking up to the next generation, Chris McDonald was amazing. She taught us so much.
Relying on your elders for sure is a greatest, a great
respect,
resource.
Respect.
I don't know that I have like a book or anything I would recommend.
I know. I was trying to rack through my brain too. Yeah. And I really feel like it's just relationally like given gifts. And
I feel like our parents were both really good about teaching us very similarly how we're trying to raise our children too.
Somebody who I did learn a lot from in arts, I would say as well, he has a lot of books out, is Michael Card. And I grew up with his daughter. We were in Sunday school together, and their family was a good friend of our families when we lived in Tennessee. And but he has incredible teachings about art, and his music is so powerful too. He's somebody that has, I think, you can look up anything, Michael Card.
Yeah.
He has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's
out there.
Beautiful.
So he has a lot of cool stuff. So that's somebody that I thought of.
No, but I love, especially in the context of this conversation, I love just the relationships, like that being the thing. Because those are so necessary, and it is such a communal thing trying to build a family and navigate life with that. So then thinking about, okay, if we're creating, it's not just an us thing. It's really our whole community thing. Yeah. We think our family is going to create this thing, and so we need all the help and support and wisdom that we can get to do that.
Very much so.
We've had some really cool friends over the years too that are just a little older than us. The Paradises. We kind of met them through Master Arts, a couple of things too, but they've been just ahead of us in parenting and have been encouragers to us.
Having
the way
a good
too.
Mentor and people to look up to.
Yeah.
It's very important. So,
yeah.
Because as much as you think you do, you don't know it all.
Well, I've appreciated having you guys in my life because you've been that for me. So I'm really was looking forward to us talking and hearing about like doing art as a family, because that's like I have a family now and I want to. How do you do that?
You're doing
it's
it.
It's not always easy.
You are doing
no,
it.
No, and not. So.
It's yeah, but you have good grandparents too.
Yes, yeah. That's true. That's definitely helpful.
You're set up for success.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you guys again so much.
Thanks for
thank you for having us.
This was really fun.
Yeah. Lovely.